All right, welcome to Source from the Sofa. Time for a little NFL line action. It's December 4th. We're recording Thursday night. If you missed it, we covered the conference championship games for college football. That is posted on YouTube. And if you're listening to on the pod on Apple or Spotify, this is the second part of that football pod. So welcome back. We have, is this like the last week of bye weeks, I think?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Last week, 49ers having a deserved bye week. Can't remember the other teams that are having a bye week. Last week, we were stuffed with turkey and games all week long. So nice last
I believe,
break.
I believe we have Carolina. Was it the Giants and Patriots?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And I forgot to set my fantasy football lineup. It's just after last week, I just figure like, what's
the point?
You're
not in the playoffs anyways, Rome. What is the point?
I haven't even looked at it, man. I just I lost that thing, man. So many miscues there. All right. Rest in peace to my season after 10 years in retirement there.
Back to retirement?
Nah, man, I'm not going out like that. I got to come back now. I'm not going out until I win another one.
I think you got to get in like a legit league, Rome, not some makeshift league that just, yeah. We'll get one set up.
As you guys say.
Yeah, get one set up for the pod here, Rome. Find us some, you know, seven, you know, nine people to join us here.
I want to do it, and Aaron's like, nah, you can't do it. Like, nah.
We got to get it set up, not like,
the day before the season started.
Yeah,
dude, I've been asking if you can set up for us, and like, you know, now we're in the year two and still getting splinters on that butt.
Hey, MVP, NBA Live 96, man.
I got to figure out how to connect the Super Nintendo, man. I've been kind of like dying to play it. Come on, West, let's go. Let's speed it up here. All right. Week 14 in the NFL. We already saw tonight's game, Cowboys and Lions. Initial thoughts before we head to the rest of the games.
I think overall, just Dallas's defense just not coming through again. I know, Rum, you're saying, you know, better the last couple of weeks. But, you know, Detroit's offense, even though Aaron, you know, kind of put them on their misery with Dan Campbell running the show and no more Ben Johnson. I mean, there's still some spark there. Gibbs and Montgomery, I think, big in the fourth quarter of that game. But, yeah, the Dallas defense, just biggest liability for them down the stretch. Dak was good. CD got hurt. I don't think he got back in the game, right, Aaron, after he like hit his head in that touchdown attempt?
Yeah, he got rolled out of a concussion.
I heard there's a lot of complaints, too, about George Pickens and of how he just looked uninterested in this game. Is that true? It was just one of those classic back to the Steelers George Pickens games. It finally happened.
I would agree with that.
Nice. I still miss him on the Steelers, though, man. We could have used him. We could have used them, but we're getting, you know, Pro Bowlers from 2018, 2019. They get cut from other teams to shore up our weaknesses here. A lot of games on the line, like lots at stake this week. We have two first place at stake with Jason's Bears against the Pack. Both your teams playing against each other. I'm liking that. And then my Steelers playing the Baltimore Ravens. I have a lot of Baltimore Ravens fans, and they hit me up on my fucking IG today after the power rankings came out. And so I was catching them on messages, and they're like, your Steelers are nowhere close to the top of your rankings. I'm like, no shit, dude. I put the fucking rankings together. I'm like, your Ravens aren't on it either, bro. And so the other guy I was talking smack with, his name is also Rome, but he goes by N Rome. You know, that's how we differentiate each other on the socials. So he's black, in case you guys didn't know.
I didn't want to spell out the rest, Rome. I took the hint.
Which is crazy, because in college, a lot of people called me that. But then after we became friends, we're like, oh, we can't have two. We can't have two of us. So he took it away from me. And
so he's in Rome, and you're like L for Latino Rome or something? Is that, you know, how's that working?
I don't like the word Latino, man. It sounds like very sultry. Like, it sounds like I'm going to sleep with your wife or something like that. I don't like Latino. There's something weird about it. Or am I just being weird about it? It might be me. You know, discuss it.
I thought for a second when you were talking about the Ravens hitting you, fans hitting you up, that they were like somehow thinking their team should be in your power ranking rooms at 6-6. That's where I thought the story was starting.
you know, they've been pretty vocal this year. Like, they're not too happy with how their team is playing either. And I think they re-signed somebody today. I think Andrews to a contract extension. And because this guy, Rome, he's like, oh, dude, my Ravens are going to be up this week. You know, we're about to whoop that ass. And then on the next slide, he's like, never mind. We're still doing dumb shit. This might be a loss and our season might be over this week. So we're both dealing with, you know, unfortunate circumstances here. I do have a scenario, though, for you guys, because I am working on a coach's hot list for next week. But what is the probability, and correct me if I'm wrong, if this has ever happened, but has every coach been fired from one division before? Because if there's ever a year to happen, I think that division, it could happen. Tomlin, out. Taylor, out. Harbaugh, out. Stefanski out. It is all feasible, and I got it like 60% odds on that one.
I would say 0% feasible. There's no way Harbaugh's on his way out. I think that's an
I think he's done a bad job. I think he's ready to go.
I think that's an asinine take, Rome. This guy is just a terrible take.
They want him gone.
Dude, who's they?
These Ravens fans.
There are a lot of Raven fans, critics. Yes.
Yeah, dude. It's been heating up for the last couple of years. I even floated on the pod last year, you know? I'm like, they got to get rid of him, man.
Yeah, and sorry. I think it's not going to happen. This is one of the more, I mean, you're talking about the Ravens and Steelers, like two of the more stable organizations that just don't flippantly like fire people. The Steelers, I'll give you credit for because they've just been middling in mediocrity around. The Ravens have had some super successful like seasons, like at the top of the AFC. The Steelers are just trying to win 9 games every year, and you just haven't got above that. The Ravens, I think they were just looking like trying to get past the AFC championship game between the Bills and the Chiefs and whatnot. So I don't think there's any way Harbaugh is getting there. Like what's the big coach out there that you're firing legacy John Harbaugh for, you know, to hire right now?
What has he done lately?
He wins playoff games.
Yeah,
every
wins
year.
Playoff game and get to the playoffs. Like again, we just talked about this Penn State conversation in the previous pod. You want to be happier than happy, you know.
What happened with the Eagles with Andy Reid there? He won playoff games, but he couldn't get past the conference championship game. Same thing with the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl
a long time ago.
Yeah,
so has Tomlin. Aaron, check your volume, man. It's a little low, but I'm just saying, man. I think there's a good chance. I like the odds, like for that to happen. It's pretty enticing. Definitely worth talking about.
We're talking about firing like three of those coaches, but the Harbaugh thing.
But not Harbaugh.
No, there's no chance.
You haven't heard any of this stuff around Harbaugh?
No.
Oh, dude.
It's more message board chatter from the fans. I mean, once he was 1-5, everyone was like, yeah, he's got to go get him out of here. Then they went 5 in a row. I mean, what are they going to do? Fire the guy if he wins a division, host another playoff home game, and wins another one?
100%.
It's you ask yourself, Rome, again, when you're talking about these co-fire, what is your plan? What is your plan? Who's the coach out there that you're going to go get? Like you're everyone's always unhappy with the quarterback or unhappy with the head coach. What is your plan to go fix this? That's going to be a long-term solution. Like tell me who's the coordinator or retread head coach right now that would be the hire that you would be better than John Harbaugh right now.
I'm not set up to have that conversation. I'm just throwing it out there that all these coaches are on the hot seat and there's lots of discourse between every fan base there, more so than anywhere else in the country.
I would say your premise there is it's fan base. No one gives a shit about what the fans say, you know, from there when they're winning 11, 12 games every year. And it's the first game that, oh, sorry, you weren't like dominating the division and you had to take one thing. I mean, speaking of a team that does fire their coach every 2-3 years and finally found like the actual coach that could precede them in the future. Like you make the playoffs every year and you're just on the cusp of Super Bowl. Like again, the happier than happy thing, like what are you doing? That is not hot seat if it's fan bullshit online.
I disagree.
Okay. You can disagree. That's fine. You're wrong, but you can disagree.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I can bring up a lot of different cases for that.
You root for the organization that has had 3 head coaches in their entire history. The most stable organization in like NFL history because you have from ownership downwards. This is a winning team out there and firing your coach every year because the season doesn't go your way in a league that's about health. The Ravens aren't good right now because Lamar got hurt.
He's still banged up.
And he's still banged up. He may play this week, and they think he's going to play. And so, yeah, it's probably not the best season because, hey, the best player in your team got hurt, and it's a quarterback-driven league, and, you know, Cooper Rush and Tyler Huntley couldn't get it done, you know, for time. Like, that's what your season's coming down to. I think there's way more questions for something like, you know, Stefanski or Zach Taylor, where it's multiple seasons in a row that isn't there. But that's more of a cultural, you know, ownership and general manager ineptitude in those situations, where like you, in the Steelers and Ravens, you have front offices that are stable, that build long-term plans and aren't just going seasons and seasons on decisions.
Sometimes there comes a point where you're just at a place for too long and the voice is getting a little stale. You can't get over the hump. We can pull up a whole bunch of Harbaugh, like questionable play calling and a lot of, you know.
I mean, look, are we going to blame Harbaugh for Mark Andrews dropping that pass? I mean, should Harbaugh be fired because, hey, my hands got wet and the ball got thrown to me right on the money and I dropped it? I mean, I think if he catches that, they're going to win that game. They have all the momentum.
So you don't think there's any possibility that Harbaugh gets fired? That's your guys' only argument?
I wouldn't say it's zero, but I find it highly unlikely that he gets fired.
My only argument that is that they don't get fired because the guy has had success. I mean, you're in the Bay Area, Romer. You want to fire all your Niners fans want to fire Shanahan every year. Guarantee you, these guys get taken up by another organization that'd love to have these guys. Premier head coaches in the league.
Yes.
Shanahan has done the best job he's done like this year. Like he's done some really good stuff. This is a really great job this year.
You said the best job he's done this year, and he's taken this team to the Super Bowl before and just couldn't get it done in the final stretches.
Some questionable play calling.
He's had
what,
double digit leads in the Super Bowl? I mean, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Kyle Shanahan should not be fired. We've talked about it a number of times. And look, if they don't make the playoffs, there'll still be 20% of the fan base is like, oh, this team was good enough to get to the Super Bowl. He should be fired.
What, 49ers?
Yeah.
No, nobody was bought in. Nobody was bought in for this year, so they'll be pretty surprised.
But now that they're where if they don't make the playoffs, they are bought in now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're happy now because it's like this team should be a disaster train because of all the injuries they got, and he's willed them to victory. And so this is
they're pretty happy about it, yeah.
This is where the proof in the pudding is, where you're good. So the Ravens, on the same thing, as bad as the injury situation has been for the Ravens this year, they're 6-6, and they can still win the division and get in the playoffs.
Then you have that stat, you know, like coaches and quarterbacks, they usually win by like what? Like, is it like year 5 or 6? And they're two already past that. Harbaugh and Jackson, like, it's never happened already after you've already had a marriage this long. Maybe it just doesn't work with them too.
I don't think that's how you make decisions.
I'm just throwing it out there. It's not just fan bases. There's also national media. There's other people. It's been chattering around for like a couple of years now. I'm not bringing up anything crazy. I'm just thinking, like, wouldn't it be nuts? And like, it could happen. I'm thinking it's not impossible that all four coaches can be gone in the same division.
Well, nothing's impossible.
Has that ever happened?
I can't recall, because someone generally wins the division and that coach doesn't get fired for winning the division.
Who was the last coach to win a division and get fired? Have to find that out. There has to be somebody.
I mean, honestly, the name that comes to mind is Martin Schottenheimer when they went 14-2.
Chicago.
They got beat.
Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
That's the top list name that I can remember.
How about, well, Andy Reid, right? Same thing with the Eagles.
I don't remember if they won the division or the Giants or somebody, because they were kind of going, everyone was like going back and forth every time in that NFC East. Remember, there wasn't like a repeat winner for like, I don't know, a decade and a half. They just kept rotating Giants, Eagles.
Didn't Lovie Smith get fired after winning his division?
No, he just went 10-6 and didn't make the playoffs.
Ah, it was that year. Okay. That's tough, too. Oh, man.
I would say, Rome, out of any of the coaches, not in that division, but any of the successful teams of the recent 5-plus years that could get fired for a not good season or a bad playoff would be Sean McDermott. That'd be the coach I'd be looking at.
He's been there, what, 8-9 years?
Yeah, it's time.
I mean, going back to your theory, Rome, he's already had Josh Allen for more than 5-6 years, so he should be fired based off the logic.
Yeah, I
gotta
find that stat. It's like a crazy stat. Usually, quarterbacks and coaches, if they win a Super Bowl, it's like, it's not immediate, but it's like within like a 4 or 5 year window. I have to look it up again, but it's pretty crazy. Everybody else who's lasted longer than that, they just never win it. Like, they might have success, long term success, but just never the Big Apple, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, going off that, I mean, the Lions should move off Jared Goff because it's like year 5 of Dan Campbell.
It's barely year 4 with Dan Campbell, dude. Their window might be over, man. We will see. Yeah. We will see how this fucking Bears thing turns out. Fucking
so
all the stats I've been seeing about the Bears and who else is first? Did I say that to you, Jason?
No, I don't think so.
Someone was crunching out the numbers like this. These are like the worst number one ranked teams right now in the NFL ever. Like this late in the season, they're like it's like they did only point differential and all these other things, but it was nuts. I'll send it to you guys if you guys want to check it out. All right, sorry for the distraction here. You guys obviously a little fired up after that. I'm digging it. All right, let's get into it then. So we got a lot of Sunday games. It's the usual slate then, right? Yeah. Awesome. Commanders, Vikings, Sunday at 7. This is after F1's ultimate finish this weekend. It's going to be a long day. But we got Vikings favored by 2.5. Commanders on the road. Getting some love. Actually, I don't know what's up with this line, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. What's up with McCarthy? Is their rookie still playing again?
Based on this line, I got to think they think McCarthy's playing, Aaron.
He got cleared. He's playing. I saw that he's clear to go. I'll confirm that, but that's what I saw.
All right. Let's start with Jason on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the injury situation is interesting right now. Jaden Daniels practiced fully on Thursday, and so I think he may be questionable on it. Regardless if Daniels doesn't play, I think Marcus Mariota, even though they lost
good last game.
Regardless of them losing, what have they lost? Like
seven in a row. In a row.
You can't lose that Bears Commander showdown. It doesn't work in your favor. That's there's all your stats from. That's statistically accurate that you just go on it like death season losing streak after if you lose the Commanders Bears game. But I don't trust this Vikings offense right now, whether it's JJ McCarthy or whoever the heck started last week. I forgot that quarterback's name that started.
Everybody forgot.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? I was going to say, because I watched, Romy brought up the highlight of that interception.
Yeah.
I know Jason's thrown this guy out there a few times, but that was Will Levis right there. That was Will Levis right there. That dude has Will Levis in him.
Will Levis in him.
He got a little bit, more than a little bit, because I was like, damn, that shit looked like Will Levis out there.
If you look at the stats that Will Levis had, man, it's not that bad. It's a lot better than what the Titans' current guy is going through right now.
Cam Ward. Well, he's got no one around him, so it's going to be pretty tough. Yeah. But going to this game, Commanders, Vikings, I don't have a good feeling either way, but just haven't liked the overall offense for the Vikings. The Commanders, it's been challenging for them. They did get McLaren back. I'm gonna hedge this that Daniels is going to play. And even if he doesn't, I still like Mariota subbing in because I just don't really have a ton of confidence in the Vikings right now. I think the Commanders win this outright. They end their losing streak. Give me the Commanders plus 2.5.
Nice. Aaron.
Agree. It's a weird line. To me, it should be like a pick 'em, maybe -1. I agree with Jason. I mean, the Vikings offense has been just awful. I mean, JJ's clear concussion protocol, so he's going to play. Like you mentioned, Jaden Daniels is practicing in full. I guess we find out tomorrow whether or not he's cleared for full contact, but he's practicing. The Vikings, I mean, I got to suspect that this line is that their defense has still been playing pretty well, that they think their defense can overwhelm a Commanders offense that has struggled at times. But I'm going to go with the Commanders as well. The more consistent team offensively. I think they found something against the Broncos coming off that bye. They look pretty good, even if it is Marcus Mariota. This might be a game where the Vikings finally get it figured out, but just based off what I've seen, I trust the Commanders, and I'll trust taking the points, so give me them.
Nice. Valid points. I'm going to go with the Vikings. I just think it's more like a feel thing. They are at home. The defense is still playing lights out. And I have a feeling their coach, everybody else, they're going to find a way. Maybe McCarthy shows them a little more light to give some false promise. I think they're already out of it. I think a lot of teams, I saw a whole bunch of graphs, they're going to be eliminated from the playoffs. I'm like, dude, we've eliminated half the NFL already on our show. So if you see some comments from Source from the Sofa, we were pretty active on some pages, but I'll take the Vikings in this one. It's just more like a gut thing, but, Marcus, he looked really great in the last game, but I haven't seen him do too many back-to-back games, so it's a pick'em. Next one, we have Dolphins, Jets, Dolphins favored in the Meadowlands. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to ride here with the home team, the Jets, getting 3 points. I mean, last week we called them an upset outright going to beat Atlanta. I feel like this game is another one they can win. I mean, it's going to be cold, possible rain and wet. And the Jets got a good run game. The defense has kind of figured it out. Tyrod Taylor's gotten some things going offensively. Tua does not play good, you know, when the temperatures get below the 50s and the 40s, 30s. I do like the Dolphins' run game. But I'm going to take the home team, the Jets. They've been playing well over the last five games. They might even win this game outright. Worst case, maybe this is another push for us this week. We've been getting one the last three times. So I'm going to ride with the Jets, the home team, plus three.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Aaron on this one. I think this is the temperature thing, as he called out the weather in New York right now. Tua, 14 interceptions on the year. Was he tied for the league lead with Geno right now? And as much as I do like HN.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that, you know, Tua's got 14 interceptions. I think it's tied for the league. So turning the ball over is going to hurt you. As Aaron said, a battle of running games potentially in this, but I just don't love the idea of Tua turning the ball over as the temperature dips down and they have to go up north to New York. So I'll take the Jets with the points as well.
Yeah, I'm going just to the points as well. Hold on one second, guys. I'm making some soup and I thought I heard some like boiling and I was kind of worried.
I was about to say, are you burning the place down over there? And then, in fact, you were.
I'm usually pretty good. One time, I was like so lit though. I was too drunk to cook, and I woke up and it was like everything was burnt inside the oven. So we'll never do that again. That's why Taco Bell's there.
Fourth meal.
The fourth meal. I had some today. It was okay. Wasn't the best one I've had. All right, next game. Titans and Browns. Browns here by 4.5. Over under 34. This is low. Jason.
Yeah. If Aaron was doing a games to watch for the NFL, this would be not on that list for games to watch. Aaron and I have pretty much been rocking with a theory the entire like month or so of like, I don't know how the Titans score points. And this Browns defense, for as the flaws of the offensive could be and whatever it's going to be with Shador playing. I don't know. Yeah. I know he got banged up in that previous game, but I think he's playing. I just don't know how the Titans score points week to week right now. You mentioned Cam Ward a few minutes ago and what this Titans offense looks like. There's nothing around them from a support standpoint. The team's obviously been in disarray. I think there's elements to the Browns offense between Judkins running the game, them finding the tight end who's been really good, Fannin Jr. this year. I think there's enough there, and I think just the pass rush getting to Cam Ward on this. It's a lot of points. I don't really love it. 4.5 is a weird line, but I'll say Browns minus 4.5.
I agree. I'm going to take the Browns here minus 4.5 based off of what, you know, Jason said. I mean, how can the Titans score? They scored 3 points last week at home against Jacksonville. So the Browns, we know defensively, are really good. Struggled a little bit last week against the 49ers, but that's a well-run team. Shanahan running that offense. I don't even know who's running the Titans offense. I don't know who's calling plays over there. It's going to be in the 30s, snowing. Good run game, good defense.
Should be fun.
Give me the home team, the Browns here, minus 4.5.
I'm sorry, Jason, you took the Browns?
Yes.
Cool, that's going to be a clean sweep. We got back-to-back unanimous decisions here. I think Shador's going to we'll see how he does. It's going to be a big game for him. He has some good elements, good and bad, in the last game. And I don't know, man. It's just a weird situation there. But how far away is Garrett away from the record?
Is he had one sack last week, so I think he's four.
Yeah. All right, cool. That'll be fun to see because he's definitely breaking it, right?
I'd be hard-pressed if he doesn't.
Yeah. All right, Steelers and Ravens. For me, this is game of the week. Lots of pressure, lots of shit talking on the line. Rome, if you're listening, you can go fuck yourself and your Baltimore jerseys down in Cal State or down in Fullerton where he still lives. Cal State Fullerton alum. I can't remember where he went to grad school, but we got some stuff, a little side bet on this game. Aaron, do the honors.
Yes, big divisional game right here. Whoever wins it takes the mantle as we speak. Yeah. I mean, the Steelers, I mean, obviously we all watched that game last week. That was one of the worst performances I've seen from an offense all year. And Baltimore, I guess, wasn't that much better on Thanksgiving. I know we touched on it a bit, Rome. I think you touched on how the Ravens have struggled this year. both of these coaches on the hot seat, according to you and your sources. But, I mean, look, I don't even know Lamar Jackson is going to play. He didn't practice today after practicing on Wednesday. My guess is he will play.
Yeah.
The Steelers, we saw what they talked about on Sunday in the post game. Tomlin, Rodgers, you know, J.J. Watt, all those guys, T.J. Watt. So I'm going to ride with the Steelers here, 5.5. Maybe this is their last hurrah, their last stand. It's a lot of points for two teams that are struggling in a divisional game. That is typically always the Steelers, regardless if they're doing well or not, always give Lamar Jackson troubles. So I'm going to take the points in the Steelers. Might regret this one, but I'm going to take them.
I'm just going to say I'm going to be with you on that. I'm not sure what to expect. These games are usually pretty tough, though, and the Steelers have come in on top no matter how good the Ravens are. Yeah, expect a bounce-back game, right? Expect a bounce-back game. Hopefully the receivers can catch a fucking ball. All right, Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll make it a clean sweep with you guys.
A clean sweep.
Patrick Queen, yeah. I don't know if he's playing this week,
I'll make it a clean sweep on this one. I can't even say it, man. This is just going through everything.
He doesn't even believe it like all of us. Yeah, I think we should just edit this game out.
Yeah, he just jinxed it.
I don't want to say it, but yeah, I think queen it's a lot sleep. Of point. A lot of points, what you said, Rome. It's a rivalry game. This team, obviously, from the leadership standpoint, every which way, their performance the past 2 weeks was unacceptable. I think that's a big thing. And the unknown in betting in this really is Lamar going to play. I think the offensive coordinator said they expect Lamar to play. But even if he does play, since he came back from the first injury, he's been very limited. This isn't the mobile Lamar that
he's
we've
not
seen.
Looked good. Yeah.
The offense hasn't been in particularly great. As questionable as the Steelers' defense is, there's still some good players on that defense. In this type of game, these are the games that end like 13-15 or something like that, the way the Steelers and Ravens kind of historically play. So 5.5 points, I think, is a lot. The Ravens may still win this game, but I think you ride with the points of the Steelers on this.
Yeah. Rodgers looks pretty close to retirement, guys. I just want to, in case we haven't talked about it enough on the pod, he's looking pretty close, right?
Well, if I got him killed
like Peyton
last
Manning.
Year.
Yeah, he looked like killed, bloody nose. He looks like Peyton Manning on the Broncos that last year. It's like, dude, like, why is this guy out there?
Well, for you, Manning won the Super Bowl, so you just need the defense to step up, and then maybe he gets some luck there.
Yeah, we'll see what Rodgers has left. My guess, I mean, going back to late last year, he was really good. So does he have one or two big games in which he can step up?
This might be it.
One he needs to.
Yeah. This is all about pride. So that's why I'm going to lean on the Steelers on this one. Seahawks-Falcons. Seahawks fared by 7 on the road. And I think Seahawks? Seahawks are number 2, I think, on my power rankings, climbing up steadily over the season. Jason, who you got in this one?
Yeah, a lot of points for a longer flight from Seattle down to Atlanta on this one. But, you know, just all year, don't know what to expect from this Falcons team. And the Seahawks are great away. 5-1 on the road, historically great home team, except for the last 2 years. And even though it's a lot of points, this could be our push game, Aaron, as you talked about with the 7 line. But I think the Seahawks, just one of the best teams in the NFC right now, and it's really tight. I'll take the Seahawks -7.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned about the travel, you know, west to east. But Seattle's been really dominant. I mean, the only team they lost to on the road was the Rams, and which was a really, really, you know, close game. Seattle plays great defense. Kirk Cousins is not mobile at all. I don't know if Drake London's back in this week. I think he's practicing on a limited basis, so I'm not sure if he's going to be a go. Got to stop the run game. Seattle's really good against the run. I don't love the number. It's high, but I'm going to ride with Seattle as well, -7 here. I think they're just too much for Atlanta. The Falcons, too inconsistent. I don't trust Kirk Cousins here. I'm going to ride with the Seahawks.
Yeah, this is a tough one because Falcons have been up and down all year long, and they almost they did lose against the Jets last week, right? Was that
Yeah, they did lose. Yeah,
that was last week. I think Sunday morning I might be leaning Falcons, with the points on this one. But yeah, let's see what Sam Darnold and company can do. They are on fire. So Seahawks are dangerous, man. They can make a deep run. I think they're starting to get ready for a deep run here. What a good coaching hire that was, huh? He's really turning that thing around. And no, they look good. They look good. Colts, Jags. Colts here by 1.5 on the road. This is a must win for both teams. Colts have been kind of sputtering the last few weeks. They're kind of banged up. Daniel Jones is really banged up. He's playing on basically on a broken leg that hasn't completely broken yet. And if that thing breaks, everything's done. They made the big trade for Ramsey. Ramsey didn't play last week for getting hurt for some odd reason, which the Colts have had a lot of freak injuries this year. They've had, I think, like 6 or 7 incidences where guys get hurt warming up before the game, and it kind of throws everything off. Just want to throw it out there.
Is Richardson still the backup to Jones?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Huh.
I haven't heard anything about him since he got, you know, whatever, beat out like week 3 in preseason. No,
he's on IR right now. The depth chart, Riley Leonard's the backup.
Oh, Notre Dame guy. Wow.
Riley Leonard. Man. All right. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, Rome. I mean, this is, you talk Steelers Ravens game of the week. I mean, I think we have a few game of the weeks this week. So this will be like 1B. I think 1C is coming up next on the chart. But I'm going to go with the home team getting points here. It's going to be raining. I saw it's 90% chance of rain. So running the ball is going to be big for both teams. Obviously, the Colts, the run game is looking great. But now that they've been on a losing streak, you know, Jonathan Taylor's not been running as well. And Jacksonville, Liam Cohen, he's known for the run game. I believe they can get it going here. You mentioned Daniel Jones being banged up. Jaguars defensively been really, really good. Colts just, you know, they lost Sauce Gardner. He's out. Just kind of going in the wrong direction. So you're giving me the team that's, you know, got momentum on their side at home with a chance to take the divisional lead by a full game, getting points. I'm going to go with the Jags here.
Jason.
Going to agree with Aaron on this one. You talked about the weather. You talked about the running game where the Jags have gotten, and then the defense led by Josh Hines-Allen. You know, it's just been super dominant, even though there's some, you know, Titans and Cardinals, not exactly the world beaters, but that dominant win they had over the Chargers team 3 weeks ago was pretty impressive. And the Colts just losing 3 out of the last 4. I mean, health really their, you know, biggest thing right now. And, you know, that turns into the, you know, it's in a war of attrition, the NFL season right now, and the Colts are definitely losing it. The key for them will probably be, can they get the run game going? Jonathan Taylor, take the pressure off of Daniel Jones, control the clock. But I think you'll have a battle between both of these teams and how they run the ball. It'll be close, but I think, yeah, Aaron's right. Take the home team with the points.
I'm going to take the Colts in this one. I think they got to stop the bleeding. They've been pretty close in a lot of these matches, just missing it by a mile, some mistakes at the end. Aaron, you put the blame on Steichen and not Jones in 2 of those things. So I think they pull through. I think they go back to the running game. I think Taylor's going to have a massive game on this one. And it's going to come down to the running game, I think, on both sides. I think you're absolutely right about that.
I agree. I think whoever can impose their run game, their will on the other one, will win this one.
Yeah, that's who wins. So if the Jags do it, then they win. And yeah. They'll be in good position towards the end of the season. So your Circa Millions schedule here is jacked up again. So we're going to skip the next one
Well, it does it twice. I don't know why, but
God damn, dude.
They must have been lit when they put this together.
Yeah. So I'm like, what are they doing? This like an Excel spreadsheet? Like, I just don't get it. All right. So Saints, Bucks favored by 8.5, which I think is pretty high considering how the Bucks have been playing. Just like the Colts, having lots of injuries. They've been having like the season of hell, just injuries wise, pretty much like what the 49ers had last year. I feel really bad for them. 8.5 though, 41 over under. Jason, who you got?
It's a lot of points, and I don't love it considering the Saints have been weirdly competitive in some of these games. You know, close loss against the Cardinals. I guess they wouldn't have covered against a game like the Falcons, but. I just feel it's another team. I don't know how they score points. I think you got Bucky Irving back for the Bucks last week. Godwin was back. He had some, you know, few nice catches too. You know,
And so I think there's a little bit of health you're getting. I don't know if Baker's ever healthy, but he's gonna be gutting it out and slinging the ball over the place. But I really like just Bucky Irving back, taking that pressure off the passing game for Baker. It's a lot of points. Don't love it, but I'll take the Bucks -8.5 because they do need to win as much as this division's close for them all of a sudden, and they've been on a pretty significant slide here the last month and a half.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, for the remaining people in the Circus Survivor contest, the Bucks are probably going to be the top play this week. But I agree. I like the Bucks here. I mean, Bucky Irving coming back, getting in the mix. I think he got in the end zone last week was big. You had Godwin. I think even Mike Evans might be back for this game. Also, they have another guy, second-year player, Jalen McMillan, that's been practicing. He may come back and play, too. He hasn't played all year. So maybe Tampa's starting to get healthy at the right time. They've been banged up. Like Jason said, the Saints really don't score. I mean, they backdoored, screwed us when that Dolphins game, when the Dolphins were up 16-0, then 19-8 in the fourth quarter.
That was
a game we got screwed on.
Oh, man.
So don't screw me twice. I'm taking Tampa here by at least 10 or more.
Yeah, Tampa might be getting some guys back. I've been holding on to Godwin all year, and I didn't even put him in my lineup last week because I wasn't sure, and he had a decent game. I would have still lost, I think. But 8.5 is still a lot, though.
Is that the highest spread this week in all the games?
We have another one.
Yeah, you got another 8.5 with Rams-Cardinals.
Yeah. I just don't have enough trust in the Saints' offense. Their rookie quarterback, Tyler Shough, didn't have much to show for last week. So, yeah, thank you. Bucks as well.
You've been working on that one all week, Rome, or what?
I thought about some jokes, dude. I wrote them down. I don't know what happened to them, but that's what I got to do off the cuff. Last morning game, we have Bengals and Bills. Bills here by 5.5. They're expecting a shootout here. This is a big, big, big game for both teams. More so for the Bills, because I think the Bengals season is already over. But Bengals still technically in it if they win out. Jason, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, overall, the Bills team has just been just fairly inconsistent in a lot of these games, especially for
every team.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just like ones where you have felt like they should be blowing people out and not. I mean, the only thing you're going to get out of this is, you know, the Bengals defense is not great. And so it could be a big showing on Allen. What I liked last week against your Steelers, Rome, was how much they were putting the ball in James Cook's hands,
dude, you
know, and taking the pressure off of Josh Allen. On the flip side, you get Burrow back. I don't think you can't underestimate Joe Burrow, but he looked really good for a guy who, you know, had been on the sidelines, just coming back in with the turf toe and everything. And it really put it to the Ravens there in the first matchup. I don't love it, but given that how many points the Bengals are getting right now, and the Bengals are playing for something, there's a reason Joe Burrow is coming back. I think this is going to be a really competitive game, so I'll take the Bengals +5.5.
Aaron.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be snowing. And to Jason's point, I mean, look, when the Bills run James Cook and he gets going, they're tough. And the Bengals, I mean, say what you want. Defensively, they're not great, but they've shown some signs of life. I don't know if that's, you know, last week the Ravens offensively not been good, but they held the Patriots to 19 points. Obviously, they got that pick six to push them to 26, but they kept them out of the end zone. The key is here again, will they be able to keep the Bills out of the end zone? Burrow coming back has lit a fire under them. They're still in it. Looks like T. Higgins will be back as well. They had the extra rest since they played on Thanksgiving. 5.5 seems like a lot of points for a Bengals team that traditionally has owned the Bills during the Burrow-Allen era. I mean, they beat them in that divisional game the year they went on to the Super Bowl. The defense scares me because I feel like, you know, James Cook could go off and have a big game and the Bills could win by 2 touchdowns. But given where the Bengals are at, Burrow back, the defense has shown signs of life, Bills inconsistency, I'm going to take the Bengals here +5.5 too. Don't love it, but I'll do it.
Yeah, for similar sentiments, I think Bills win, but Bengals backdoor cover here. If anything, even if they're down by 2 scores, Joe Burrow's going to be slinging the shit out of that ball and getting some points up and trying to make something out of nothing. Either way, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. It's snowing, though, this weekend?
Yes.
So I'm going to lean on the under on the 53.5 then. Be pretty tough. Thinking 27-25. But I'll take Bengals with the points on this one. Afternoon games here. Let's see. Since this thing's out of order, we'll do Broncos Raiders at 105. Broncos favored by 7.5 on the road in Vegas. Jason, who you got?
Yeah, interesting spread at 7.5. One of those ones where you got to be confident that the Broncos are really going to take it to a team that just isn't great in Vegas. The Broncos, man, it just feels like every game for them is just so incredibly close. Commanders last week, 1-point game, you know, the 3-point win against the Chiefs. The last time they played the Raiders, they only won by a field goal. And so you haven't seen the explosion of anything of Aaron's guy, Sean Payton's offense. Like they're getting by and the defense is there. The wild card on the offense for the Raiders is like the number of turnovers they got and how much that, you know, they just have, they've gotten regressed. Honestly, they fired Chip Kelly, but feel like they were worse against the Chargers. They still can't run the ball pretty much at all. I know, you know, Genty's on, you know, one of your fantasy teams we talk about every week. So
he still does good though. He's still big game with points.
Well, they got to give the ball to somebody in that offense. So I don't have a strong passion one way or the other. I just don't really like this Raiders team. And I think the Broncos got to make a statement offensively in one of these games. And considering how close the last game was, I think it's indoors in Las Vegas. And so I think there's an opportunity here for the Broncos to really start getting going. Don't love it, but I'll take Aaron's guy, Sean Payton, Bo Nix, Broncos -7.5.
Well, this is one game I do like this week. And I like the Broncos -7.5. Look, the defense did not play great against the Commanders. Now they get a Raiders offense, like Jason just mentioned, that can't do anything except run three plays and punt or turn the ball over. Check down Geno to Genty, so you get points there, Rome. But, you know, what do they have, Brock Bowers? They'll have Surtain back for this game. They did not have him the first time around. Broncos offensively have looked pretty good the last couple weeks. They're getting some things going. To me, this feels like a blowout. Max Crosby may not play. I see he did not practice today, so that's a real downgrade for this Raiders defense. To me, this smells like a blowout. It's a perfect spot to get one like the Chargers did to him last week. I think the Broncos do the same. I like the Broncos big this week. Give me them -7.5.
Yeah, this might be... Yeah, I can see the blowout here. The stories coming out of Las Vegas about Chip Kelly calling plays that he didn't even instill into the offense. And it's just not good.
Well, who installed the plays?
Nobody did.
Well, what were they running?
He was calling plays that they didn't even practice. That was like in the playbook, but not yet in their repertoire. Well,
I will say this: once you're not doing anything right with the plays that you did practice, I guess you gotta, you know, improvise.
It just sounds really bad. Like it just sounds like Kelly was just high as fuck while in Vegas.
Does Kelly go back to Ohio State now that Brian Hartline is left for South Florida?
Oh, I don't know. He never goes back anywhere, you know? He's like a Lane Kiffin, but not.
Well, most of the places I believe he's fired. So this one, he actually left.
I mean, he left Ohio State. He left UCLA. So
I think UCLA is probably going to get ready to fire him too. So
he was doing good there, man.
That meant a lot of message board people wanted him out.
They did actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. They,
kind of
they
like
did.
The backdoor channel to the Hardballs, the same people shouting.
They didn't
Kelly
think
at
he
UCLA.
Was, they, although he did a decent job with the recruiting and like boosting up some stuff. They felt like he was not all in certain aspects of the program.
Well, yeah, he just wants to call plays.
Yeah. That's what
apparently
I
that
do.
Aren't on the, practice board. Well,
yeah, apparently that's all he wants to do. He doesn't even want to practice the plays that they're calling. All right, so another unanimous decision there with the Broncos. Let's see, we will climb back up on Aaron's fucked up list here. Game of the week.
I don't make the list, Rome.
Bears Packers 6.5 in Lambeau. Is it snowing?
Supposed
it'll be cold
to.
Though
it'll be
it's
cold.
Gonna be below, like, it's going to be like 10 degrees or something.
44.5 over under. First place also at stake besides the Ravens and Steelers game. This is going to be big. Aaron, what is your green machine going to do? It seems like people are either are in love or they're not in love with loving the Packers every other week. What team's going to show up, man? I think they finally cracked my power rankings too. I put them, it's been a long time. I've been leaving them out in the cold, but they're right there below the Bears. What's going down?
This is a weird game. Six and a half points. Exactly. Woo! I mean, my power ranking, I handicapped this at 4.5. Hey,
it's because they said, Jason, DBA does matter. And they said, fuck your Bears. 6.5 is the spread here.
Wow. I think that's more like Rome taking a shot, not the DB. Dude. Oh, yeah, hey, but hey. Hey,
I picked the Bears ahead, a lot of
ahead,
games.
Go ahead and hide behind those four letters there, Rome.
Don't
go ahead.
Don't give me the Bears. Hey, I picked them in a lot of games. I've been very supportive of all the progress, right? So I don't want to hear
you
the
have
hate.
Rome.
I'm allowed to take
I mean, look,
stabs here.
The Packers, we all know, don't blow anybody out. They barely beat teams by 7 or more points. I mean, the Bears, is Rome Odunze going to play this week? Is he going to play?
He did not practice.
Not practice, so... I am worried about that. I think Stevenson is out as well. He's not practicing.
Stevenson was a DMP in the walkthrough, but I'll be honest. I don't even know if they really need Stevenson because...
Okay, I don't really think they do either.
Yep.
The Packers just lost their best interior defensive lineman against the run. We all know that the Bears do want to run. You know, I like the Bears here getting 6.5. Like I said, Rome, my power ranking had this line at 4. I'll take 6.5. With the Bears. Packers, I mean, outdoor, cold game. It's going to be a run game. I think Josh Jacobs could have a good game. I think the Bears, Caleb Williams, he's going to have to step up, make some plays. I think it's a tight game. In the end, Packers probably win a close one, but 6.5 is just way too much to pass up here. I like the Bears getting 6.5.
I agree. Jason.
Yeah, 6.5. Disrespectful spread for the Chicago Bears team. You know, they beat Philadelphia. You see Stein's in the running game. And I love the accountability of Ben Johnson and where the passing game is, because he's basically saying the passing game's been crap so far.
Yeah.
And they're winning despite of that. So if your passing game isn't where it should be and they're still working on that, defensively they're starting to get guys back. We get Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon last week in the secondary. That was proof, you know, it was big. TJ Edwards potentially coming back this week if you're looking for the linebacker's perspective. It's going to be cold. It's going to be the running game. So I don't think the passing game is going to mean as much. It'll be some play action things that I think Caleb needs to hit some of these receivers. And that's probably been the biggest downside of the Bears season so far, is like Caleb being sub 60% on the completion percentage, where the scheme of Ben Johnson is getting guys wide open and those passes need to be completed by Caleb in the wide receiving core. So,
Do you think this is a big game for the tight ends? I think it's a big game for the tight ends for the Bears.
Loveland has been playing really well.
I think Loveland's been great. I think if you look at some of his stats, I think I think the last 6-7 weeks, I mean, people were talking about the Bears taking Loveland over Warren in the draft, but I think the upside of Loveland, you're seeing it where he could be like a dynamic guy
that's a big pickup, man. He's gonna be really good for a long time.
I like him.
He's just such a crazy weapon that's going to give Caleb long term, and I really like how the way they integrate both of them. So yeah, Aaron, I do think it's because I think Komet in his value and Loveland to a degree too. You know what they're not going to get in the stat sheet for is how they participated in the run game last week and how they were able to be key parts on a lot of blocking for Swift and Manungai. So yeah,
Loveland out of Michigan, you know, they ran the ball. That's the only offense they had and passed to him, so he knows how to block.
Absolutely.
I knew a slight was coming, dude. I felt it coming.
He set me up. He set me up with the blocking. How good of a blocker it was. I just had to jump in on it.
So, but yeah, I like the Bears in this matchup. I think there's a preparation. I think Kevin Byard said it, man. This is a heavyweight matchup. I think Ben Johnson took a shot at Matt LaFleur in the offseason, his introductory press conference. And so I think that's been talked about this week as far as like, you know, the message board material or Ben Johnson says he enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur when he was at the Lions and stuff. So yeah, I think there's going to be a lot that goes into this. I know, the Packers were talking this week about just their overall, like, feel like disrespect from the Bears. I don't know where it was coming from, but yeah, I like the Bears in this matchup. Shocker.
Not shocked at all. All right, one more game. There's only three afternoon games, so kind of pretty chill, man.
Rome, that's because all of America, 90% of America, will be watching Bears-Packers. The only people not
watching, actually.
No, it's a fact. The only people not watching Bears-Packers is Arizona and Southern California. Because that's like the game of the week. Like every local TV is showing Bears-Packers during that window, except for LA's playing this Rams-Cardinals game.
I fucking hate the games that they play in LA sometimes, dude. Like,
well, you have to. It's your market.
That's disgusting, dude. Dude, I was going to say something too about that. You know what? My cousin, who's a Raiders fan, I think there was a game of the week earlier in the year, and I talked about it, how I couldn't watch the Commanders. I forgot. Maybe it was Commanders, Bears. Don't know, but he had the Raider game on, and it was an ugly game. I think that's the one they lost to Jacksonville.
Wouldn't it be Bears Commanders? Because that was Monday Nighter, if I remember.
It was the Raiders and Jacksonville game, I think. That's the one I saw.
Okay,
right?
That was an afternoon game a few weeks back.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, like these guys really like their Raider team, no matter how shitty it is, and they talk shit the whole time. That's who's gonna be watching the Raider game down in SoCal.
They'll be watching Raiders Broncos for sure. If that's the case,
100%. All right, so last afternoon game, Rams and Cardinals. Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't know the Rams were playing the Cardinals. You're absolutely right there. All right, Rams here by 8.5. Another big spread, 47.5 over under, which sounds about right, actually, considering the Cardinals have been getting points but not wins, which has been the story of their life this year. Jason, who you got?
Yeah, I'll take the Rams. It's big points, but the Rams are going to come out firing and bouncing back after last week. You know, that was, I don't want to say, you know, embarrassing, but it's a loss that shouldn't be on their resume for a team that I think, Rome, you had them, I think, top of the rankings for a couple weeks. I mean, you've seen what the Sean McVay offense can be in the different iterations, but it was not a great game by Stafford. The defense, which had been fairly, you know, dominant throughout stretches of this season, was not great against Bryce Young, but the Arizona team had just been lost at a certain point for most of this season when they were losing, you know, super close games that, you know, so now it's just not as close. It's a big spread, but I like the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams too. I mean, Cardinals defensively, you know, they've struggled at times. I mean, I think Marvin Harrison's going to be out as well, Junior. They still don't have any running game going right now. Jacoby Brissett has thrown the ball well, but they've been getting down big. They're down where they got beat 20 points the week before at home against, I can't remember. Then they were down 2 touchdowns against Tampa Bay. Rams need this win, given the fact that, you know, Seattle, who knows, could slip up there in Atlanta. You never know, traveling there. Plus, Bears, Packers. Packers win. I think if the Rams win, they jump back to the number one spot. So there's a lot on the line here. 8.5 is a lot for a divisional game, but I just don't trust the Cardinals. And that coach should probably number one or two on your hot seat of coaches that get canned. I'm going to go with the Rams as well, 8.5 here. Don't like it, don't love it, but I'll ride with them.
Yeah, this is one teeter-totter. I'll probably tweet about it on Sunday as I do for these games. I'm going to take the Cardinals the points on this one for now, just because I think they've done a pretty good job staying within line. They did get their ass beat, though, by the 49ers. That's kind of a concern.
That was the one game, yeah.
That was the game, but they stayed close with the Jags. They stayed close to the Pack. They beat the Cowboys. They did get beat by the Seahawks earlier this year, 44-22. They're getting beat down by the best teams in the NFC.
Seems like, Rome, all those games you mentioned were divisional games that they got beat down pretty bad.
Yeah, you know
what?
I'm going to do a switcheroo here. I'm taking the Rams to the points. After looking at all these past games, against the cream of the crop, they're getting their ass beat. Middle of the Pack, they're doing okay. So they got a lot of talent there, man. I like Gannon. Just maybe the wrong fit, wrong time, and he got stuck with Murray. You really can't do much when you're stuck with those cards. So, all right, last two games. We have Sunday and Monday night here. Texans and Chiefs, another big game with playoff implications. Loser is out. Cowboys, I think they're out right after today. Like, that's pretty much that.
Yeah, they have.
That was it.
I think they said, what, 9% chance now to make the playoffs?
Yep. So that's tough. But a great year, though. I think Shawty Howard has done a great job. Texans, Chiefs, Reed has been making his rounds on the media airwaves. I like the Texans. I like their defense. I'm an idiot for not putting their defense in my lineup. There's a reason why I fucking lost some games. I just overthought a lot of things. And trading Swift, dude, I have a lot of regrets for this fantasy year. Anyways, as I go through like...
So are you taking the Texans, Rome? I mean, you gave a long spiel there about the Texans. Are you taking the Texans?
I'm taking the Texans. I'm putting on my cowboy boots. I don't have a Texans jersey. I'll wear my old T.O. Cowboys jersey. I don't know. I might get like a little Indian, put them on the wall and stab them a million times. That's the Chiefs, right? You know, a little voodoo going down here.
Take it easy, Raj. Raj, take it easy, Raj.
Raj, yeah. No, I like the Texans. This team is really good. Yeah, Stroud looked really good last time out coming back from injury. I don't know, man. It's Mahomes plays well in prime time. who went first last time?
I went first.
Jason, you go first.
All right, I'll go first again. Why not? Right. Yeah, Rome. This is gonna be one of the games where, like you just said, Mahomes great in prime time. Like out of nowhere, like the Chiefs make some magic happen. Maybe there's a call that goes their way, but you got Simmons, their left tackle, out.
He's out, yeah,
for the next four games, and you're gonna go against the best defensive line in the league. Overall, the Texans have just been hot, and you got a Chiefs team that's lost three of their last four. Just haven't liked it. And I think there's something there with Houston right now from, you know, starting with 0-3 and now being on the verge of the playoffs. The Chiefs, I mean, I don't want to say the dynasty's dead at this point, but, you know, them getting to the Super Bowl, it may be the things of the past. There's changing of the guard in the AFC. I saw the, I don't know, Rome, you know, I'm a big Marvel fan. Are you familiar with Avengers Endgame?
A little bit. I haven't watched any of them.
Well, Thanos, the big villain in there, his big villain speech there is Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America are coming in the prelude. The prelude to the final battle scene, and you know, basically just says like, you know, after all of you done, what did it do? Bring you right back to me. And so there was a big meme going on right now for people saying, like, everyone pray for the Chiefs dynasty and then the Patriots prop up. And where did it bring you? Right back to me. And so if we're saying the Chiefs dynasty is over with and now the Patriots are reclaiming their throne on the dynasty of the AFC, I don't know. I mean, it could be that. That made me laugh. I brought that up. That's what I think about the Chiefs. But I'll take the Texans in this. I think this is going to be close to the nail in the coffin for this Chiefs season.
I totally forgot what we're talking about. All right, cool.
Bring it back. Man. I don't know.
Nail the coffin.
It was a great meme.
I liked it. I liked it. You brought it back. Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was giving out a December special, Chiefs money line would be the play there. Because the Chiefs of the dynasty or whatever, this season's over. This is the game. They can't afford to lose it. You know, Jason mentioned, you know, what Simmons is out. But the Texans, it's going to be cold outside. They've been playing well. But everything points to, like, hey, are the Chiefs really going to go down? One thing is the Texans 0-2 last year here at KC. They struggled in the KC. They struggled against this team. I'm going to go with the Chiefs -3. I believe this is, you know, they played Thanksgiving. Extra rest to prepare for this game. All the cards are on the table. They're not winning the division. They're going to have to hope Buffalo loses. Jacksonville, Chargers, all these teams start losing. I believe a lot of them are going to lose this weekend. Can't afford to lose to the Texans because then they're not going to catch them probably for that last spot in a wild card. I'm going Chiefs at home -3.
I'm telling you, I'm definitely leaning on the Chiefs -3 as well. I'm just a hater. I'm going to take the Texans with the points. 3 points is going to be pretty close. I hope it's close. I think Chiefs, this is like a pride game. This is like the Steelers game. We have a few of these, like the season is over, but this is all about like how much, like, can you look at yourself in the morning, you know, in the mirror, the next morning and feel okay with yourself. I think this is one of those games, you know, Chiefs, it's hard to say whether the dynasty's done, but everyone has a bad year. The Patriots had a couple of these as well, and, they still maintain their longevity of success. Maybe that happens here too. I'm not really sure. I'll take Texans with the points, but I'm expecting the Chiefs to get up for this one, no matter what. Mahomes.
Is Woody Marks going to play for the Texans? I know he's a bit banged up.
I think he might.
I think he's practicing on a limited basis. Right? Yeah. But he's got a foot or ankle. Yeah, I mean, it'd be two great wins for the Texans to win at Indianapolis against the Colts and then here against KC. That'd be huge for them.
That'd be huge. And, it'd be huge for DeMarco Murray. So, all right, last game of the week we have Eagles. Damn, a lot of good games this week. Another game of the week. Eagles, Chargers, Monday night. Eagles favored by 2.5 over under 41. Aaron, are your Chiefs going to take this?
No, they're not, Rome. I like the Eagles here. I mean, wow. Look, I know Jalen Carter's out. He got surgery on both his shoulders. I guess the Bears really did a number on him in the run game because he's out this week trying to regroup, get that bench press, chest press, everything going, get ready for them in the playoffs. But I think Herbert's going to play, but he does have a broken, bone in his hand. So all they can run is shotgun, which limits their ability to run the ball. Eagles, I think, will bounce back after that embarrassment of giving up 285 on the ground against the Bears. Can't really throw the ball against the secondary. And so the Chargers offense is going to be limited. And the Eagles they got to get something going offensively. I mean, their offensive coordinator just had his house egged. A lot of talks, if he has another bad game, I think he gets demoted.
He gets axed, yeah.
But, if we're looking at the Chargers, what big time team have they beat this year outside of the Broncos back in week 3? None. They don't have a winning record against any of these teams. The Eagles in prime time, they've always showed up and won big games here on Sundays and Mondays. I like the Eagles again here with the extra rest to be prepared and win this game by at least 3, if not more.
Wow. Jason.
Yeah, I agree with Aaron on this one, too. You lost 2 straight games, kind of embarrassed in the Black Friday game against the Bears, and they got to make the bounce back. I think they found something in the passing game against the Bears. You saw A.J. Brown. That was probably the lone bright spot in that game of them being able to get him the ball. Obviously, they didn't win, but they've been he's been asking for the ball. I think they'll have that opportunity to do that, because Aaron brings up a great point about the Chargers schedule of who they've actually beaten. If we're given the evaluation that we do in college football on quality wins right now, that's not on the Chargers schedule. And every time they've kind of gone up against, like, hey, it was the Jacksonville game, it was a showdown against some playoff teams, man, they got crushed in that game. The Steelers at the time kind of maybe was the biggest, that's like their biggest win on the schedule, maybe besides that Broncos win that Aaron mentioned early in the season. So yeah, I think there's just a lot of questions with the Chargers, and the Eagles really need this one. They got a few extra days of rest after that Friday game, so I'll take the Eagles as well.
I think, I forgot what I think.
well, we're all waiting whenever you want to get to it.
I'll take the charge of the points on this one.
Bolt up, Rome. Bolt up.
Bolt up. Yeah, no, they're pretty banged up. They did beat the Broncos. They did beat the Chiefs. They did beat the Steelers. They like middle of the road, but competitive teams. I know Steelers have kind of fallen off a little bit.
Well, at least they didn't show up last week. All those teams are 500 record, Rome.
Aside for the Broncos.
Yeah. And that was early win. They got destroyed by Indianapolis at home. Jacksonville. Washington beat them there. Should be a good game, but I worry about this Chargers offensive line. That's ranked towards the bottom. And like we mentioned to Jason, like Eagles got embarrassed on Black Friday defensively.
They did.
I just don't see that happening again with this defensive line front. Hampton might be back for the Chargers, but I don't see him being able to run the ball. I just don't. And like I said, everything is going to be out of the shotgun. So you can't really do play action. That's off the table with a broken hand, with a Herbert broken bone in the hand.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's probably lining up for a big response game for the Eagles, man. They probably do win big in this one. It seems like every other year the Eagles have so much drama around them. It's kind of surreal, man. It's kind of surreal with what they got going on. I haven't seen that with like a Super Bowl team in a long time. I can't remember the last time there was a repeat or like a defending Super Bowl champion with this much drama on the repeat run. Just questions about coaching, questions about play calling, questions about offensive coordinator. defensive schemes, whether A.J. Brown is incorporated enough. You know, they finally feed him. Other games that they lose.
I mean, to Jason's point, if you feed A.J. Brown, I mean, in all the big games they've needed him, he's shown up. I mean, Bears, he was there. Rams, he was there. If you feed him, he'll eat.
All right. This is going to be a lot of games now. This is a lot of tough games here. I might have to watch almost. Huh?
Well, I'll say it's a lot of tough games, and I think we had a really great episode, but we had a lot of consensus, and this might be our most consensus week we've ever put together.
We had a lot that, like, it was like 3 weeks ago. We had like 7 or 8 games.
Oh, I think this might be the record right here with this consensus. Yeah. So we're either lined to be like, hey, this is going to be a great week, or we're going to be bad down.
I'll go back and check.
There's games I like, games I don't. So we'll see. I mean, that Commanders Vikings. I think you took Vikings Rome. I don't like that game. I just can't back the Vikings right now, but I could see them easily winning by 7 or 10 points.
Yeah,
but maybe Jaden Daniels comes out and balls out, and they win outright. So
I'm a little worried if Jaden Daniels shows up. Then
I know. I know. Jason said he likes Commanders outright to win. So I mean, the lines. Usually the small line like this doesn't come into play, so usually one side wins convincingly by at least 6 or more.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll see if your Steelers show up, Rome. That's a big question mark, too. I want to see a good game. I want to see like a 21-20 type game.
I would love to see it, too, man, because I'm already tapped out, dude. I'm ready to just like enjoy myself. All my teams are out of the running. I'll root for the 49ers, of course. But real quick before we bounce out, power rankings, if you guys have not caught it, it's out on all the socials. I think it's out on all the socials. Can't remember if we posted it everywhere or not. But number 8, 49ers make the power rankings, I think for the first time this year, maybe the second time. Packers join the power rate as well at number 7 after a long hiatus for a big part of the season. Eagles drop down to number 6. Bears are now my number 5 ranked team, despite what, they're 9-4, 9-3?
9-3, number 1 in the NFC.
And the point differential is 6 points. Go figure. Broncos, number 4. We got the Rams at number 3. They dropped a couple spots from the top. And then Seahawks are at number 2. They rise up a couple of spots. And the Pats are now the number 1 ranked team in my unbiased computer rankings out on the social. So check that out. And based on the games this week, we're going to have a big shakeup again. A big shakeup. So
we could, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Any final comments before we bounce out?
No, you mentioned the amount of big games that we got this week. I think some, you know, divisional showdowns with the AFC South and obviously the game of the week, Bears-Packers. So a lot to start shaking out this playoff field.
A lot at stake.
Yeah, I mean, Rome, I think we got 3 really good games in the morning window of Steelers, Ravens, Colts, Jaguars, Bills, Bengals, and then we got a great afternoon tilt with the Bears, Packers, followed by, I think, really good Sunday and Monday night game.
I'm taking it, man. I'm taking it. It's a fun weekend. This is going to be a good weekend. Conference championships, F1 final, and a hell of a week, a pivotal week in the NFL season. So we're going to have a lot to talk about this upcoming weekend. That'll do it. Source from the Sofa. Catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and of course, YouTube for college football, NFL, and some F1 coverage on there. Roman, Aaron, Jason from Sources, we are out.